Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Love, July 11th, 2015. And I'm doing a kind of a synopsis that I usually do for my July 4th show. And my show, last show, was before July 4th. This is a little bit afterwards, but I've been writing furiously and working since then to kind of bring this to a head. And there's been a lot of timely news this last week, and I want to bring this into focus with this article. And I want to begin with the intro page for this show, Channeling Awareness in the Internet Age. And consider that articles and books are channels for intelligence. We also have radio channels, TV channels, YouTube channels, and social networks channeling awareness in the Internet Age. It's a phenomenon we're having right now with the Internet going global. There's no time or space. It's instant everywhere, interactive awareness, you might say. And on Cosmic Love today, I'll be discussing current events, the things that have happened this last week in particular, the media cover-up of Wednesday's market crash of the Chinese market, which is 11 times the size of the Greek market, and it's been pretty much blacked out in the media for obvious reasons. And I'm going to be going into the portents for Jubilee, what Jubilee is, so ready or not, and you are what you channel. So there's a lot of channeling going on, and we're going to talk about Omniscience Unveiled, Channeling Jubilee, and what Jubilee is. Then I have a little ditty I've written this last week. The global thinning of the veil is Jubilee. The Internet search for awareness is now free. With the right question, you can clearly see how the whole truth freezes from tyranny. Conceive mass awareness without pain, and believe it happens in spite of evil's refrain. That year will come with freedom's reign. We'll restore the rights of mankind again. With heart, head, and hand, we must strive to bring the higher power of love alive, helping the quickening of Jubilee to arrive. Conscious ascent, so mankind can thrive. Sovereigns of Earth will claim brotherhood, forgiving debts, replacing evil with good, the currency of conscience that should rule the rights of corporate personhood. To higher power, we must bend the knee. The attitude of gratitude gives opportunity. With united hearts and a new synchronicity, the power of love will neutralize tyranny. And this is how mankind can celebrate Jubilee. So enjoy the show. I'm going to go into this now. And if you read that homepage, those the links that I provided there give a little bit more depth to that ditty, poem, whatever, that I wrote. And that serves as an introduction to this article. And this is written over the last several days. The big news of the last week was how the central banks have been scrambling to stabilize crashing markets. On Wednesday, Wall Street closed down. It was closed down. The lamestream media reported it as a technical glitch. It turns out that the Chinese stock market crashed after losing a third of its value, more than $3 trillion since mid-June. Again, that's 12 times the Greek market. And before the New York Stock Exchange shut down, the Chinese Hang Seng Index plunged its most since the 2008 financial crisis. We're talking about a huge bubble. A valuation that was stripped of equity by a collusion of Chinese and Western power elite leaders. We're talking trillions of dollars reported as billions in the press, which have been pretty much silent on. I mean, it's just like there's a tremor in the forest, and there's virtually no reporting on this in the mainstream media. And there's these trillions of dollars have been sucked out of the stock market for the people, Chinese stock market, utilizing state-of-the-art high-speed computer trades that profit from every microsecond move of the stock market on the way up and on the way down. And they've been basically setting this up for years as they've set up this Chinese stock market, and this is the first big stripping of equity. And, of course, the media reports that it's being stabilized by the government. All is well. But these inside traders are those power elite plutocrats and oligarchs who help the Chinese plutocrats and autocrats and oligarchs set up their stock exchange on the backs of American jobs that were exported to China, along with American dollars that paid for products made in China. These inside traders have been dirty dancing to the same tune of plunder as the 2000 U.S. stock bubble, you know, when dot-com went dot-bomb, and the 9/11 war bubble, the 2008 housing bubble, and an ongoing disease profiteering bubble in the world's richest country that also has the highest incidence of cancer and degenerative disease. That would be America. They've got it down to a science, pump and dump. Pump up stocks with buy-in from the masses and then dump the masses for the exponential gains of the 1% vested in this pathological plunder for profit. In China, to save face, there will probably be some high-profile show trials to execute someone to blame. In America, the banksters who caused the 2008 financial panic bailed themselves out of debt at taxpayer expense. None of these criminals went to jail. This is a global game now. Look at Greece. The banks shut down there this last week. The media prostitutes never reported that they were forced to close by these banksters who plundered Greek's economy, as is well documented here. And when I say here, there's that link in the article that follows from the homepage on Jubilee. And if you read that article, you kind of get the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. What's been going on in Greece, basically it's the same thing going on in China. That's the same thing going on in the United States. And I'm going to be going into that a little bit so we understand it, and I'm going to go past it, where it's going, how basically this is, you know, the darkest before the dawn, and a lot of people just, you know, just don't even want to go there, even think about this, but you have to understand that this is the last dregs of, you know, the dark cycle, and this is all being exposed because of the Internet. The Internet is, like I say, and that poem at the beginning, the Internet is the thinning of the veil. The Internet is basically the net reality, the new net reality that's going mainstream in the collective consciousness of humanity. And when people know better, they do better. And basically, the old order, the old paradigm is shifting. The big shift is in process. And old paradigm paralysis, you know, the power elite, power trips or the power elite, they're, you know, they don't know what else to do but what they've always done. We're seeing examples of this now. But again, people all over the world are waking up. They're realizing that this is the old paradigm, you know, on the surface. It's like it's no longer being concealed. It's right out in the open. And the mainstream media, of course, is doing its best to keep the cover on, but the cover is pretty much blown with the Internet. And so, you know, I'm just going state's evidence on all this. The Greek finance minister, Panayiotis Varoufakis, I don't know how to say his great name in Greek correctly, but he said this last week, why did they force us to close the banks? To instill fear in the people? And spreading fear is called terrorism. Yes, this terror for tyranny tactic has worked with false flag terrorism before. A lot of people worldwide are waking up to these false flag terror incidents that are being used by countries all over the world. I did an article not too many months ago about, and I had a person on my show, Robert Steele, who went into this, and he says the intelligence services in the United States and in other countries have been using false flag terror to basically manipulate policy and railroad policies through, you know, in their governments for years. And so that show, again, was about 2 months ago, but he was very explicit, and the video with that show goes into more of the specifics on this false flag terror that's common in the world. So this is the terror for tyranny tactic that's become, you know, standard operating procedure. It's the method to this And that's the method to this dialectic madness that creates and manages terror to mobilize the masses towards solutions prepared by those who created these crises. Excuse me. So the Internet has, like I say, changed everything. The new paradigm is waiting in the wings. The old paradigm of dark side power to profit is disintegrating. The wheels are still turning, but the hamster is dead, like clathunk, clathunk, clathunk. Don't expect to hear about this on CNN, Fox News, or other boob tube programming of All Is Well, with the illusion of stock market normalcy now restored after periodic plunder. But remember September. Hope for the best. Prepare for Jubilee. Now, this Remember September thing and this Jubilee concept, it helps to understand why this is happening, the historic Jubilee judgment precedence, you might say. And this is the understanding of Shemitah, and this is the link I provided, that Jubilee judgment precedence, Shemitah. And that's, there's a video there, and there's an article there about September and the timeline. And actually, the top of this Jubilee article references, 2015 timeline for Jubilee. That's the preface article to this information on Jubilee today. And that's that article is about Shemitah. And what Shemitah is, historically, the precedence and the timeline and how this references September, it's quite a shocking video. It's quite alarming. It's shocking in the terms of the people who don't realize that there's a divine order to all of this, this Jubilee thing. And the Internet, there was divine order to that. You know, the whole concept of this Internet being released in the collective consciousness at this time of galactic shift. I've talked about this time since 2012, when our solar system has come in alignment with the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy in this 25,800-year precession of the equinox, and this great light of hundreds of billions of suns in the galactic plane that are in alignment with the great central sun of our galaxy. There's just a lot of light that's been intensifying and accelerating changes on Earth. Earth changes of all kinds, energetic changes in all the planets of our solar system, pole shifts on some of the planets of our solar system, and Earth changes. Of course, again, we never hear about this in the media, and it was never talked about in 2012 other than derision, like, you know, fanatics speaking. But the understanding of that, the science of that, is at the website that I provided with numerous links in my articles on the field, the energy field of the universe. That's at heartcom.org/thefield.htm. And it goes more into this galactic alignment and why conscious evolution the last few decades with the Internet, how it has evolved since then, and how everything has accelerated on Earth. This might say mass awakening has accelerated. So basically there's a global economic reset in process globally. It's in process. You can see it with the BRICS nations. You can see it with the organization of these new economic alliances, even European countries with the Chinese, and a new economic order that's evolving. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're talking about all our core social institutions are now due for whole systems reboot in sync with global Internet reality. In other words, global Internet reality, this instant everywhere interactive Internet reality, is accelerating everything. All of our social, political, and economic institutions are not in sync with this reality. So have you ever wondered what this new where it's going, what this new Internet reality will look like? Well, to begin with, it's not faithless fear. It's not endless terror war. It's not, it's not what we're seeing on the world stage today. As you can see, the mainstream media and the Internet is rife with fear porns, end-of-the-world BS, belief systems that channel public fear into horrendous scenarios of economic collapse, war, disaster, disease, and destruction of global civilization. Not that pole shift won't happen. Not that, Planet X won't, come into hanging out there like a Damocles sword, in our solar system, won't create something like this. But it's not foreordained or etched in stone. It really is a function of whether collective consciousness of global humanity will self-correct, on our own, get our act together, or the Council of Worlds, or the real powers that be, you know, in our system of worlds, will direct. And this Planet X is being said, if you follow the Planet X website, you know, Nibiru, and what's going on that it's intelligently, obviously intelligently directed, you know, this whole mini solar system, which is the bipolar twin of our sun. I mean, when I say bipolar, it's a binary twin of our sun. Most of the solar systems in our galaxy are binary, and this is a dwarf star that comes in every how many thousand years. Anyway, it's back. Most of you listening are well aware of this from guests I've had on my show. But again, it's not foreordained, etched in stone. It's all an integral function of the free will of global humanity. And so it's nothing is foreordained or etched in stone. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And from an enlightened perspective, channeling one's intention into a fearsome evil future is like praying for what you don't want, what you do not want. It's like doing unto others what you don't want for yourself. It's just wrong. So Jubilee is this understanding of the thinning of the veil. There's a mass awakening to what's right, and what's going on, and to do what's right. Channeling the spirit of U.S. founders for a new common sense. And that's kind of a theme I'm going to go into here, because the U.S. founders, there was a parallel thing going on with the United States of America and pioneering, you might say, models of representative self-government. Same thing's going on in the world right now. Pioneering the model of representative government, what that will look like, you know, how that will work. Thomas Paine said it really well with Common Sense back in 1776. He said, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. So the American Revolution succeeded largely due to the pen of Thomas Paine as much as the sword of George Washington. I mean, it was common sense. Thomas Paine's common sense that sparked the American Revolution. And Jefferson, after the Revolution, invited him to the White House and said we wouldn't have had the Revolution without him. And you don't hear about that too much, because he was a common guy, you know, that just had the fire of freedom, and basically had the gift of sparking it, you know, in the collective consciousness. And of course, this stuff was wildcat printed. All over the, you know, it was like it went viral, you know, because it was wildcat printed by independent printing presses back at that time. And that's what we need now, but globally, a new common sense to rally an upward spiral that goes viral on the internet, just as common sense was wildcat printed by, you know, those independent printing presses back in 1776. So the collective consciousness of global humanity is now at a parallel stage as colonial America when it declared its independence from the corporate tyranny of the British Empire. So what we have now is a situation where a new common sense is emerging, and you might wonder what that would look like in our new global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive telecommunication capabilities. Surely, it would upgrade our horse and buggy representation process with internet applications that culture, social conscience, and global social networks, not just in the U.S., but with a common languaging interface for Russians, Chinese, and other global netizens. Now, this is a theme I've been talking about in numerous shows, and most frequently and specifically in my HeartComm Network blog, which I've provided numerous links to in this article. And this common languaging interface is the language of light, the language of consciousness. And you might say that would be common sense that, you know, people, you know, worldwide need to, you know, for unity and diversity, they need to have a common interface. And there's all kinds of languaging software that'll translate languages into English or English into other languages. But more specifically, a universal law language interface that has symbols, graphics. I use pure geometry frames of reference, to frame, you might say, the constitution of conscience, the language of consciousness, the language of light, And that's what that link I provided on, in the article. As you, if you're reading along, this common languaging interface is basically the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, and it goes into it more, you know, and explains how that references the holodeck between the ears, you know, the holographic field, the brain field, as it corresponds to, you know, the holographic universe, the quantum field. And that law of correspondence, again, what common language for referencing, you know, what's common between, you know, between everyone's ears, you know, as far as the field, and from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, three dimensions there with three numbers in sequence that you could use on your smartphone or your alphanumeric keypad on your computer. To input these three numbers for a dot and a XYZ coordinate axis in a little field, a unified field, and I go on to explain that, you know, what this would look like, how this works with the article. It's called The Vision, which goes into the details of this 3D holodeck interface, Web 3.0 cyber ethics, what that means as far as, you know, the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, network emphasis. We're talking about hardware and what that hardware means in terms of evolution, revolution, revelations. So that's an awful lot I just said, and I highly recommend those who are reading along with the article provided with this show information, show intro, that it goes into these concepts from this article on Jubilee, because this is really what Jubilee is. It's a turning point. It's a, when I say a turning point, it's going to be, and some people call it judgment time. But, you know, judgment is like we all have free will. Everything is, anything is possible. And it's each to their own judgment. You know, when I say that, you know, it's, judgment is what judgment does. Jubilee is what Jubilee does. It's a collective phenomena that's going on now. It's reached critical mass. It's all occurring according to cycles. Cycles are converging in through September. So this is a global issue for the all-connected netizens of Earth. You know, netizens are like global citizens on the Internet. And to quote wise old Benjamin Franklin in 1789, before ratification of the Constitution, either we all hang together or most assuredly we'll all hang separately. And translated today, either global netizens agree to unite with a new common sense of the family of mankind, in our new global village, or most assuredly will be divided, demoralized, and devastated by the final financial elite's war on democracy. Now, that war just went to the next level with Chinese imploding market on the heels of Greeks' bank closures this last week. The same dark forces are at work, as well explained in this article from just a few days ago. That article, I provide a hot link, you can go to it. It's called Greece is the Latest Battle in the Financial Elite's War on Democracy. That was a few days. It was written on July 7th in The Guardian, which won the Pulitzer Prize back in 2014. And that article, the latest battle, actually was trumped by what's going on in China right now. That's the latest battle in China, the Financial Elite's War on Democracy. But this article goes into the same dynamics that are in play in Greece and in China, so it's a good article to read. And I like the quote by Thomas Jefferson in this regard. He said that the issue today is the same as it has been throughout history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. History repeats itself. There have been money changers in the temple since Jesus threw them out. Self-serving banksters privatized the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve Bank, more than 100 years ago. But it is neither federal nor does it have any reserves. It merely creates debt that the public must pay interest on through taxes to give the money changers their fraction of the action. This is what people have been waking up to all over the world, global netizens, the last several years. So I'm not. This isn't new for a lot of those people listening. For other people that have been in denial for a long time, this might be just sound like crazy talk. Truth is, about 90% of the income gains in America since the housing bust, you know, back in 2008, And the bankster bailouts that followed, 97% of income gains went to the 1%. So this is what we're looking at. The wealth is being stripped from the middle class, which is fast becoming the lower class. And it's going to the 1%. I provided charts and graphs on this, numerous articles over the last several years, actually. And so this shouldn't be surprising, but there's no sustainability to this. It's like destroying civilization for, a power elite that are out of control. And their time is short, their wrath is great, and they want to make everyone as miserable as they are. The only thing I can figure out, but there's more to it than that, of course. True meaning of Jubilee as Shemitah. And this is, again, I'm referencing this concept of Shemitah. If you haven't read that article and the videos that go with it, it gives some in-depth to this meaning of, remember September, what's coming down in through the latter part of the year. But this, the true meaning of Shemitah exercises the evil spirit of tyranny at the top, the banksters who have privatized the public purse to lend money to a corporatocracy that literally makes a killing on terror, war, disease, and death of the republic, running the economy into the ground and expecting us to pay for it with austerity measures. And the corporatocracy, that link regarding the word and the concept, the understanding of a corporatocracy, is really the opposite of democracy. It was exposed as basically running the show when the Supreme Court did the Citizens United decision. Here back about 2011, I think it was. And the Citizens United should have been called Citizens Divided, because basically it said it gave personhood to corporations. And corporations are impersonal. They don't die. They have a law, corporate law, above all, that says wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. So it's impersonal as far as people goes. It's all into profits for stockholders. Whenever profits are at stake, the shareholders, stockholders, come before the public. So corporatocracy is that whole understanding of the banksters and, you might say, the lending institutions and moneyed in corporations that serve profits before people. And if they can make a killing on war, disease, then, of course, that's their obligation to their stockholders. There's a quote by Thomas Jefferson in 1816 that he said that the end of democracy and the defeat of the American Revolution will occur when government falls into the hands of lending institutions and moneyed in corporations. Boy, if that isn't a prophetic statement, I don't know what is. That Thomas Jefferson, he was one bright guy. But in any regard, that's why it's time for Jubilee, folks. Time to clear the deck and clear the debt. The easy way or the hard way? The easy way is mass awakening to the opportunity for reversing the trend that has privatized public institutions and socialized public debt. Obviously, the highest and best destiny of the family of mankind is not tyranny over the physical and human resources of Earth. And common sense would say that liberation of the creative talents and resources of global humanity could create an economics of abundance that soon makes the oxymoronic value of scarcity, our system of scarcity economics, obsolete. But the ordained power of love of, by, and for all people is a challenge for the inordinate love of power that, like the ego, doesn't give up control without a struggle. The power of love and the love of power are diametrically opposite. The love of power is like the ego. It'll do anything to maintain control and to make itself right by making others wrong or whatever. That's what the ego does. Well, you see the same thing on the big egos on the world stage. They have a great fear of loss of control over, of their monopolies over the physical and human resources of mankind. And they use the media to ramp up terror and war to keep the sheeple clamoring for false flag security of these, you know, under these same tyrants who create and manage, you know, terror, war, and plunder in general. So anyway, this has been what's all been coming out with the internet all over the world. You know, people that are real activists to keep their finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness with social networks that have good information on what's going on, whether it be certain networks on Facebook or other social networks. There's been a massive awakening worldwide very quickly. This last year, it really has hit critical mass. There's more people getting their media now, or information now, their news from these social networks and from the internet than they are from the mainstream media. And the mainstream media has been losing readership. They've been losing eyeballs. They've been losing attention of people who are going to the internet for the news because they know that most of the mainstream media is just propaganda, overt or covert propaganda. So what I've done in the article, those that are reading along at this point, and I would really like to make a YouTube video out of this presentation that would speak for itself, and have the videos, but I haven't got there yet, and this is the best I can do right now, folks. I'm learning. I don't learn fast, but I learn good, and I did embed this video from an award-winning American journalist who exposes the true origin of the war on terror. And this is Ben Swan. It's Truth in Media, The Origin of ISIS, the War on Terror, and this video, I won't stop to watch it now because of limited time. You can watch that on your own. Let me go on to say that many Americans who consider themselves patriots prefer to deny that our government would allow the destruction of public wealth for the profit of the 1% super rich who increase their fortunes exponentially while offshoring American jobs to cheap labor colonies overseas. I mean, some people just don't want to believe that our government is not here to help us. But there's a lot of fair-weather patriots who typically consume the most boob-tube programming of what to think, you know, on TV. And a lot of these fair-weather patriots usually go along with the program of politically correct groupthink, as long as they have a modicum of security. Or as Mark Twain quipped, we are discreet sheep. We watch where the drove is going, and then we follow the drove. So such blind faith, naivete of cherished illusion and willful ignorance is the real enemy of America and all global netizens. And that's kind of the bottom line here. You can't be in denial of the problem to really grasp the solution because you don't even see any need for it. When I say that, if you don't have an intent, a pure intention to know better, there's not doing better. There's just doing the same old. You know, if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. And that's what's changing. You know, either we wake up, wise up, and rise up, or we slumber in illusion of all is well, duh. You know, dense, unconscious, and heartless. So some will, some won't, so what? Next, you know, mankind has free will, anything is possible. I'm kind of speaking to the choir here. You know, people who are already awake enough to appreciate that this is what's needed, you know, in our social networks for a more social conscience that will basically create a general enlightenment that will bring us out of this mess. And this is the dynamic that's in process. But in the meantime, in its most virulent form, the nationalistic fervor that supports the American empire, right or wrong, we see it sometimes attacking unbelievers as traitors, terrorists, or enemies of the state. A classic example of this pathological duh is the abject propaganda of incessant TV ads pushing drugs for whatever ails you, which is a practice outlawed by most civilized countries of the world. Most Americans believe, almost religiously, that the high priests of medicine with their drug sacraments would do nothing to harm them, especially our children. Even with the 49 vaccine doses prescribed by MDs before age 6. Now, this has got to be a hot button issue the last several months, that, you know, this issue of vaccines. And I provided a link on that 49 vaccine doses prescribed by MDs before age 6 on Vaccine Info, a whole compendium of stuff on Vaccine Info. And if you haven't seen that one, I mean, if you're really into waking up and waking up others, that's a good one to read. Excuse me. Most Americans don't know of the secret vaccine courts that pay out billions of dollars for vaccine injuries and deaths because big media makes their big money from big pharma ads and won't bite the hand that feeds it. It's not going to talk about these secret vaccine courts. We are told that vaccines are safe over and over by TV talking heads who are scripted to protect the profits from a lifetime of disease treatment thanks to the seeding of pathologies with neurotoxins and live viruses in vaccines. I mean, think about that. Is this what's really going on? Is that, you know, the medical industrial complex is making a killing because we've been injected with these pathologies, these neurotoxins, these viruses and vaccines? And I've seen the video, and maybe some of you have seen the video, that is an admission of the CDC that 98 million Americans, the CDC is the Center for Disease Control, that they have admitted that 98 million Americans were given polio vaccines contaminated with cancer-causing viruses. Now, this is shocking to a lot of people. They just say, well, that just can't be true, you know. But I've got on that Vaccine Info website, that other link, you can go into that more. There was this guy at Merck Pharmaceutical who was in charge of that program, and he talks about, you know, how they did that. He kind of joking. He was, I mean, it's just really how it came out and the story about it is so shocking, people can hardly believe it, but this is right from the horse's mouth. You can watch that video for yourself. The link on it and the story about it, it's there in that link, the background story on it. So here we have a burgeoning cancer pandemic in America, but this is really the darling of institutional stock investors, stock market, and they even say the jobs industry, one of the shining spots of the jobs industry is all the people working and coming to work in the healthcare field. And the reason is because there's so many people sick in America. There's this burgeoning pandemic of degenerative disease and cancer in particular, and cancer clinics are springing up all across the country. Of course, this is the big profit center for big pharma and the medical industrial complex. We're talking about the average person that's got cancer is a total amount of like $1.3 million is paid in an average, in many more in some cases and less in others, but you know, and the highest paid doctors are oncologists. They get an average more than $1 million a year. Why? Well, that's where the money is. And another big factor for the pandemic of cancer is GMOs, genetically modified organisms. You can go to the link that I provided there and see why. That's causing a lot of cancer. And there's also another issue is fluoride in public drinking water. You can read the compendium there with the hot link, you know, if you're reading along in the article, which you can, you know, on this whole thing of what's going on with this at this time. And the thing with fluoride, it's a proven enzyme inhibitor that calcifies the pineal gland, dimming the light of consciousness. You know, it's pretty well known that Hitler used fluoride in the concentration camps for population control, and it's pretty much the case in America. So anyway, going on, cancer is the big profit center for big pharma. But a host of other diseases are catching up, all kinds of degenerative diseases. Vaccines are not just biologically incorrect. They're hurting us under the sick illusion that they are helping us. And that's evil. Now, I provided another video here from a Natural News article that goes into an incident vaccines. A bunch of children that were, almost a whole community of children were killed by vaccines down in Mexico, tainted vaccines or whatever. But the whole story of vaccines in general, it goes into it. And the media response to the vaccines and what's going on with it's like the collective consciousness. This is one of the most difficult subjects for people to grasp, that in the healthcare field, you know, the whole concept is this is healthcare. These people care for us. They would never do something like vaccines. Vaccines are to help us. We've been told that since we were kids. And to understand that vaccines have been the back door for a population control policy that's now, especially overseas and in America, it's just become a real hot button issue. Now, you got to realize where I'm coming from on this issue, because I was the communications director for Dr. Lynn Horowitz up in Sandpoint, Idaho, back 2010. In the year 2000. It was right before 9/11, 2001. And Dr. Lynn Horowitz is like the number one health rights activist in the world. He published a book, it became a New York Times bestseller, called AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses, and explains how AIDS was created and deployed out of American biological warfare laboratories. So working with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, and when I was there, he had just published a book called Death in the Air, Global Terrorism. And it was basically talking about, you know, what was being planned, just like he exposed the vaccine issue and how, you know, vaccines were deployed, and hepatitis B vaccines in black and homosexual communities. This is a New York Times bestseller. I mean, the mainstream media recognized him. This guy was brilliant. It was a brilliant book. It became a bestseller. But then nobody talked about it. It's like the news this last week on China. You know, the stock market, you know, is a huge, huge issue, but it was like blacked out in the news. It's like it didn't happen. So selective coverage of the news is part of, you know, media mind control. You know, this is what they do. But anyway, this is where I'm coming from on vaccines. I was in the trenches with Dr. Horowitz as his communication director. I was getting him on 2-3 radio talk shows a day back at that time when he was doing that book about called Death in the Air. It was about chemtrails and other stuff, but it was about global terror. And, of course, that's what we saw with 9/11. It was just a few months later. And it was almost too prophetic for me. I left Horowitz to go to work with someone else as his communications director about the same time. It was just too much for me. I mean, it was his delivery and his expose on what was going on, and Horowitz is brilliant in many regards, but he was scaring the bejesus out of people that were listening. And I was telling them that, you know, you talk about horrible things that are going to happen, you put kind of energy into that matrix, and it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's like a form of terrorism that has its own wings in the direction that you don't want to go. And it was making me uncomfortable, so anyway, I left Horowitz. But I learned a lot, and I have a very good understanding that vaccines are just wrong. Biologically, they are biologically incorrect, and but people believe them, and each to their own BS belief system, as I always say. So anyway, my point about this with the healthcare system and vaccines is when there are powerful people in business and government making a killing, literally, on the creation and treatment of public disease, Wall Street may thrive, but public health dies. So freedom of choice and personal health matters has been disappearing fast under Obamacare, an oxymoron if there ever was one. Mandatory vaccines have been the intent from the beginning of Obamacare, and the Supreme Court has sided with the corporatocracy, Big Pharma, to ratify Obamacare at every challenge. The big benefactor has been Big Pharma, claiming the bulk of Wall Street profits with government subsidies to privatize health profits, healthy profits for public disease. So a little cartoon here. It goes on to say the U.S. doesn't have a healthcare system. It has a disease management system. There's no profit in healthy people for the American medical mafia. And a cartoon makes kind of the point of that. And you can you can read that for yourself. I don't know, it's hard to chuckle at something like this because it's so pathologically insane. The incentives are backwards. The tail, the corporatocracy, is wagging the dog at our health. Common sense for prevention of disease is uncommon in the sick public health care system. State of California, this last week, just made vaccines mandatory for all school children. Religion or conscience is no longer an excuse under this new unabashed medical tyranny. If you don't have the right to own your own body and what you put in it, you've lost the right to life itself. So, I think California, and I think it was another couple other states have passed this law now. This is where it would seem to be going. However, a lot of people are not just fighting back. There's families that are leaving California to go to other states where they can put their kids in school without giving them vaccines. Other people in California, they're trying to pass a law that you can't homeschool your kids so that people will be trapped there. If their job is such that they can't leave the state, then there's nothing they can do. They'll have to give their kids vaccines and they'll have to go to school. Have to get vaccines to go to school. Again, Thomas Jefferson really nailed it on this issue. He said, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls who live under tyranny. Now, I realize that mass awakening to the criminal conduct of big business collusion with big government, which was once called fascism, and nobody mentions that nowhere anymore. None dare call it conspiracy, you know. It's just too much for many well-meaning sheeple to contemplate. I mean, indeed, the poor in spirit will always be with us, as Jesus said, and too many of them are at the top making policy. As for those true patriots who love a God of love above all and want to see divine rights restored in the public sphere, realize that the spirit that matters for a new common sense is at heart the pure intent to make it so. Realize that the revolution today is more for the hearts and minds of the mainstream masses worldwide. Gandhi is a more appropriate role model for a world awakening, the truth with love. As he said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you. Then you win. And we're at stage 3, so hang in there. A little cartoon on the that included, but you know, that's Gandhi, what he was always saying. I mean, he once walked into the general's camp, the occupying general's, when there was all this revolution going on in India. He walked right in with his little robe wrapped around him and his sandals, and he walked and went in and sat down at the feet of the general. And he said to the general, we're going to win, you know. And the general looked down to him, you know, sitting on the floor, and said, well, how do you think you're going to do that? And he goes, with your help. In other words, things are going to change from the inside. And that's what happened in India, and that's what's going to happen in the world. Tom Paine finished Common Sense with an appeal to arms, with specifics regarding gunpowder and ships needed. But today, the intent of true patriots is to arm intelligence by networking on the internet for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality. The ability to respond with TLC, you know, truth and love, that upgrades public response ability. So the ability to respond that upgrades response ability, you know, the TLC connection is something that I'm going to go into here more as far as the solution goes. This is what I've been working up to. You know, you got a problem, you need a solution. But the solution's really got to be a solution. It isn't, you know, it can't be the dialectic that just basically creates and manages, you know, the same program with a different face. And I included this quote by John F. Kennedy. He said, let us seek not the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. So truly, there's nothing more powerful than a vision of TLC response ability that has found its time. To claim the victory of a TLC cyber ethics, and I'm going to go into that, more for a new net reality at the heart of the next economy. So think big like Tom Paine did. Again, we're not talking about revolution. We're talking about evolution. We're not talking about war. We're talking about enlightenment. And imagine what will happen when the incentive for conscientious common sense is greater than the inertia of faithless fear that must be babied and coddled for lack of maturity to think out of the box of political correctness that is morally wrong. Civil power with the wisdom of love will naturally represent public ethics, moral consent. And this is the key concept. This is consent of the government was the key concept of the Declaration of Independence. You might say it's the key concept of a Declaration of Interdependence, the United States, the United Sovereigns of Earth. Same concept. And now the Internet compels that understanding. I mean, we're in an instant everywhere interactive global village. So the consent of the government governed is now possible like never before. And now it just all it requires is an understanding of the capability, tools, and processes that with the Internet that can make that possible. And when we finally understand how it works, you know that the 99% really have the power and can be represented directly and check and balance the inordinate love of power with the ordained power of love. Well, it becomes self-evident that that's the direction it will move. So the power elite potentates who are ethical infants have no power other than that which the public consents to give them. The public may be fooled by the electoral choice between a Bush and a Clinton for a while, but Jubilee will change that with Web 3.0 innovations whereby enlightened conscience rules at all levels in social institutions. Web 3.0, there's a link there. You can go into it, Web 3.0 cyber ethics. I'm going to go on with this article. I'm going to finish up with that. I'm not going to have time to go into everything. But this is pretty much the way I wanted to finish up with this quote by Thomas Jefferson. Can one generation bind another and all others in succession forever? I think not. This is Thomas Jefferson speaking. Goes on to say, the Creator has made the earth for the living, not the dead. A generation may bind itself as long as its majority continues in life. When that has happened, another majority is in place, holding all the powers their predecessors once held, and may change their laws and institutions to suit themselves. Nothing then is unchangeable, but the inherent and inalienable rights of man. Thomas Jefferson, 1971, or 1781. So where is the do-or-die spirit of 76 whereby true patriots will use the Internet like the early committees of correspondence organized by the patriot leaders of the 13 colonies on the eve of the American Revolution? I'm not saying it will be easy, but freedom and opportunity to know better and do better sure beats the alternative. And here's his final quote by Thomas Paine from Common Sense. He said, those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate or depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. So, folks, be smart and seize the vision of an enlightened global web of light. Take heart and embrace the virtue of heart-coherent telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and make the vow of support with valor and claim the victory of a new common sense for us, United Sovereigns of Earth. And it goes on to then I'm going to finish up with, for those who are reading from the article on Jubilee, The Heart of Jubilee, it finishes up with TLC Cyber Ethics for the Next Economy. That's the real meat of where it's going, how it will work, what it looks like, the interface. And you've got lots of information there. If you're interested, you can follow up with. But thank you for listening. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Bless you all. Be back in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.